Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father, help us marvel at the works of your hands. Help us see the grandeur of your generosity, the rain, the sun, the soil of the ground, the grain of the field, the fowl of the air, the fruits on the trees, the vegetables too, all that you gave to nourish life and bless. Now, may we be humbled with grateful hearts in worship for all you give, especially the bread of life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A wandering Aramean is called by God to leave his home and go to the place where the Lord God would show him. A place, a land, flowing with milk and honey, beautiful and bountiful, a promised land. Years pass, troubles and doubts fill the people, bondage comes to them in Egypt. But even in that time of bondage, the Lord is at work. The Lord was building a nation, a people to be his own. In severe suffering, the Lord was gracious. Deliverance was coming by the mighty hand of the Lord God. Deliverance was coming. The Lord sent Moses to lead the people. Plague after plague, Pharaoh would not listen. Finally, the Passover feast frees the people as the angel of death strikes Pharaoh's household in all of Egypt. Free! Free from slavery, free to leave Egypt, and free to go worship the Lord their God. Freedom and deliverance by the mighty hand of God. Doubts again in the wilderness. Problems turn the people's hearts back to the good old days of Egypt. Plenty of food and plenty of herbs to season their dishes. Here in the wilderness, meager meals of manna. Hardship had reduced the joy of leaving Egypt into murmuring against Moses, murmuring against God. Where is the gratitude? Where is the thankfulness? Why do hearts so quickly change? The Lord God provided water in miraculous ways. The Lord God provided food from heaven called manna. The Lord God provided quail. And still the hearts of the people were far from him. Does this make sense? Given so much in wondrous ways, the people Israel lacked gratitude. Gratitude, the quality of being thankful, developing that quality in us as being thankful. Being given stuff does not develop that quality. The heart needs to change. Deliverance from bondage in Egypt, daily provision from heaven, signs and wonders, that actually happened, which are more than any CGI programmer can produce on a green screen. These wonders actually happened. And the people Israel still lacked gratitude. Gratitude does not come from the outside. Gratitude comes from the inside. It must be learned, cultivated, practiced, and persevered in. Concrete action needs to be a part of that solid reminder. There is a God who loves you and provides for you all that you truly need daily in life. There is a God who rises the sun each day. There is a God who brings rain and brings snow. Shh, we can wait on the snow. The Lord waters the earth, the fields of both the good and the wicked. The Lord waters them both. The Lord brings forth grains and fruits in seasons. The Lord provides the bounty of the seas and of the fields for food. All that we see, all that we eat, all is from the Lord our God. Taking things for granted or expressing profound gratitude. Where is your heart on a scale of 1 to 10? Taking God's gifts for granted as a 1 and profound gratitude for God's bounteous generosity as a 10. Where is your heart on the scale of 1 to 10? Be honest. Most likely we have not reached a 10 in our lives yet, but we can get closer. In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, the people were looking for Jesus because their tummies were filled the previous day. And they're looking for more full tummy days. The previous day, the great crowd was on the hillside with Jesus. They were following Jesus from place to place. And Jesus, seeing the crowd coming, Jesus turns to Philip and says, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" Philip answered, "8 months' wages would not be enough bread for each to have a little bite." You know the story. 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish for a young boy. Fed them all. And 12 baskets filled full of leftovers. The crowds found Jesus the next day. And Jesus teaches them that standing before them is the bread of life, come down from heaven. Jesus desired the crowd to look for him as the Son of God. To look for him so that the life that will come through his broken body and his spilled blood would be theirs. Not looking for another full tummy, but looking for a full life. Eternal life from the true bread from heaven. Giving people stuff will not bring about gratitude, especially in our culture of growing demands of entitlement. You owe me. I deserve this, or I deserve that, and so forth. With that attitude present, how do we grow a gratitude in a heart? How to come closer to that 10 on the scale of being truly grateful for all the Lord God has done. Walk through your home is one way. And as you walk through your home, look at each item there. Remember where it came from. Remember who gave it to you. If it's something you bought, where did you get the money to make the purchase? You earn it? Who gave you the ability to earn money? Who gave you the talents, the abilities, the skills? Who gave you the body you have? Who gave you the breath of life? Keep going through your home in your imagination right now. In one way or another, it is all from the Lord your God. You see, you don't have to be given more. Instead, see all that we already have is from the giver of all things, the Lord God. Develop thankfulness in your heart for all that you already have, without expectation for any more to come your way. Be grateful to God for what you already have. And by your example, others can come to know the same. This is rather interesting. It's from a blog on psychologytoday.com. It's entitled, "An Evolutionist List of Thanks." Yeah, an evolutionist's list of thanks. And here's a small portion from the blog. Thanksgiving, then, is an evolutionary relevant holiday. It forces us to take time to express gratitude, which is one of the basic social emotions. Gratitude can be seen across human culture groups, and it seems to have the evolutionary function of helping people stay connected with others. When someone expresses gratitude, others take note. Social relationships in humans are partly based on reciprocal altruism, or helping others in a mutually beneficial manner, and expressing gratitude is part of that process. From an evolutionary perspective, here's a list of six things that many of us should be thankful for. One, food, shelter, and the basics. Our ancestors experienced drought and famine regularly, and it's only relatively recent in human evolutionary history that food has become abundant for a large portion of us. But even today, it's not abundant for everyone. So, if you'll have a roof over your head and turkey, stuffing, and an apple pie waiting for you on Thursday, you probably should be thankful for all that. I'm jumping over 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 to go to his bottom line. This Thanksgiving, my wife and kids and I plan to host some extended family. We'll cook turkey, apple pie, and all that. We'll probably overeat and fall asleep on the couches watching football games that we don't truly care about. We'll clean dishes like banshees, and I plan to be thankful for every bit of it. Can you hear the utter nonsense of that blog writer? He wrote, "Express gratitude. You should be thankful for that and plan to be thankful for every bit of it." Thankful to whom? Thankful to whom? Thankful to yourself? Well, that's not gratitude. As mutual accommodation in the social structure, that's not gratitude. That's not Thanksgiving of any sort. There's only one way to be thankful, one way to express gratitude, and that is to the Lord God Almighty, giver of all things. Humanists, atheists, evolutionists, to whom can they turn and thank and express gratitude if they ignore and deny God? Ignore God. That is what happens over time without gratitude in the heart to the Lord God Almighty. That is why the Lord God established the various offerings recorded in the scriptures. The promised land the Lord was given to Israel was already filled with good things, vineyards, fields, and more. It was a land flowing with milk and honey, meaning a good land, rich with blessing. Israel will be able to pick and harvest what they did not plant and what they did not sow. The Lord would provide plentiful provision. How to keep Israel's heart thankful with gratitude? God established principles, beginning with the principle of first fruits. First, give to the Lord. Bring your best to the dwelling place of the Lord, where the Lord's name is. Give the best to the priest to place before the Lord, and then bow down and worship. God established the principle of the tithe, giving a tenth to the Lord, giving a sacred portion. Yes, it's called a sacred portion. Not begrudgingly, but with a grateful heart and in worship for all the Lord your God has done. God established these to connect words of thank you to actions of gratitude by actually giving to the Lord in gratitude, in worship. The words connected with action of giving. For you to move more towards that 10 on the scale of gratitude to the Lord your God, begin with worship. Every Sunday and any other special time to gather with your brothers and sisters in Christ to worship. To be that constant reminder in your life to worship the Lord your God so that you will have no other gods before Him. Then, when you come to worship, come with your best. Come with your first fruits. Come with that sacred tithe. Bring your offerings with a heart yearning to say, "Thank you, Father, for all you've given me. Thank you for redeeming my soul. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Thank you for adopting me as your child forever." See the sacredness of your tithe to the Lord. See your tithing, your giving, as a sacred part of worship. A sacred part of expressing the feelings of gratitude in your heart and in your soul. See it as sacred action, expressing your love for your God. Express in actions your gratitude for all the Lord has given. Not only the temporal things that will one day pass, but especially express gratefulness for the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. Develop in your life habits and actions that express tangibly your love for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christmas is coming, and plans of buying gifts to bring joy to your loved ones is flowing through your minds and your plans. Understand the feelings of your heart expressed through those gifts to your loved ones. Now, multiply that feeling to express your love, your thankfulness, your gratitude to God, the giver of all things. Extravagance comes easily for loved ones, especially grandparents to grandchildren. Now, multiply those feelings, grow them as an expression of gratitude and love for your God, the giver of all things, the giver of the bread of life. Amen. Amen.